Just a kidding.
81199, let me know how you do today on the text, thanks.
Oh, what's a kidding?
Becky played by herself yesterday, so...
Did she win?
She won.
Well done.
You're back today, which kind of...
3-0?
I don't think I did win yesterday, did I?
Well, no, but if there's no one else to play against, then you do
was
kind of win.
Was it a draw?
Yeah.
It was a draw. But it's got the competitive edge back today, so let's do it.
Oh, what's a kidding?
The competitive edge.
That's your nickname now.
Right. Oh, I like it.
You know Katy Perry?
Yes.
She was in with Chris Moyles this morning.
All right.
So is Lewis Hamilton. Big guest on that show today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we were talking about this last night. Chris had never met Katy Perry before today. And we thought that maybe he, you know what he's like. He likes a pretty lady. And maybe we did think all along that this would be featured on What's Occurring Today. So my question to you is... During the Chris Moyles show this morning with Katy Perry, how many times did Chris make a slightly inappropriate comment?
Six.
Chapa says six.
47.
47, you're saying? Okay.
I think they'd warned her. Because didn't she say at the start, I've been warned by everyone, including your team, that
okay.
You're a perv.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here is Katy Perry on the Chris Moyles show this morning. But how many slightly inappropriate comments were there?
Don't worry, I've already been warned by your whole staff, by all of Radio 1.
I am so misunderstood.
No, really. Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm so misunderstood. We just touched.
I know, I saw it.
We shook hands.
It's still contact, right? Hey, later, by the way, if the interview goes well, we'll be doing tongues.
Oh. Two now.
Anyway, I'll get in with the flirting later on. First of all, tell me the history behind that beautiful jacket. I see that you're only following 18 people. Would you like to make it 19?
Oh, there's got to be one because of the voice he went into.
Hey, here's the thing. You and what? I could get fake married in London.
We could fake do something. We could...
Oh, I have a list. Don't you worry.
Oh, no!
I have a whole list of fake things we can do together.
Good morning.
You won't believe this, Katy, but I used to be overweight.
Really?
I was never the hot stud that I am now. I wasn't like that before.
Okay, so we're on seven.
Yeah, fake divorce.
First, we gotta get fake marriage.
Oh, we're on eight.
Suck it.
What an invitation.
Yeah.
What I'll do is I'll just take a few pictures of you and just put them on my fridge.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And then when people come round, I'll just say, she's out at the moment. She's working at the moment.
Yeah, she went to the market.
Yeah. And then every so often kind of leave a voicemail message. Go, okay. Hi, honey, I'll be home later. Do we have milk? Can we have drunken... that's it. That's all the questions.
Ooh.
So you're only following 18 people. You should just round it up to 20. It'd be so
much easier. You want me to follow
well,
you?
No, I'm not saying...
No, yeah, okay,
I'm just,
cool.
No, I'm just saying...
Sunny desperate.
So, I love you. Would you like to kiss me?
Who's me? Is
me?
That...
I write that one. I love you.
I'm going to put your body in the boot of my car at the end of this interview. How does that sound?
Do you know what? Weirdly?
Yeah.
Slightly erotic.
Ah!
Right, they didn't have to make a deal. What's going on?
Well, that's just because they're nice people. They're not perving me.
Fine. Whatever.
Four team on.
Katy Perry here to corrupt your early morning.
You would as well. Of that, I have absolutely no doubt. Do you know what? If I find out you've had sex with somebody on my show team just
Rachel?
Despite me, I'll be disappointed. Katy, it's lovely to meet you. I've enjoyed our surreal interview, and I've enjoyed your jacket, and I've enjoyed looking into your eyes.
There we are. So, all in all, a resounding 17 there. Wow.
I agree with him, though. When she did say the body in the boot, it did kind of sound quite erotic.
Yeah. Most things she says kind of do, though, I think.
We can't really criticise him for that, though, because we were exactly the same,
yeah,
weren't
we? Oh, no, I'm not criticising.
All three of us.
Yeah, we were.
Twice.
She cast a spell on us.
But both times she came in.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Okay, back to Katy Perry again. Here's my next question for you. On the Chris Miles show this morning, how many times did she get Chris's name wrong?
His name wrong?
Yes.
Once?
Becky?
Twice.
How'd you get his name wrong?
You'll find out.
Okay.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Here's Katy Perry on the Chris Moyles show this morning.
Hi, everybody. I'm an LDN hanging out with this really pervy DJ named Chris Mills.
One.
Katy Perry. It's Katy Perry.
Hello, Chris Mills.
Yeah, shut up. Two.
I'm so happy to meet you, Chris Mills.
Three.
Everything you ever wanted to know about Katy Perry on the Chris Mills show.
Moyles show.
Moyles show. Oh. What's the curtain?
What a Mecky.
I think that proves once and for all that she's still thinking about us and still loves us.
Of course she is.
Everything you ever wanted to know about Katy Perry on the Chris Mills show.
Moyles show!
Moyles show.
Love that.
Either that or she wants you and Chris together.
Now, Chappers.
Yeah.
Just come around here a second. I've got something in my pocket. Can you tell?
Yeah.
Have a look at that.
Right.
Just have a quick feel.
You want me to feel what's in your pocket?
Have a feel and tell me what you think it is. What do you think it is?
My thumb went right into it.
Is it?
Can I have a go?
Go on then. Feel it.
Oh, that is gross.
It's kind of bulky.
What is it?
It's bulky enough to be a wallet, but I would say a banana.
All right. Now, I... Don't look so traumatised.
It just cracked when I pressed it.
I got five people...
My thumb went into it.
I got five people in the office to have a feel of what's in my pocket earlier. How many could correctly identify what was in my pocket? Chappers, now that you had a feel, what do you think?
Two. Hey, it's quite difficult. Are you going to tell us what it is?
In a minute, yeah. Becky?
One.
I wish I'd worn gloves, actually, to do that.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Can the five people in the Radio 1 office guess what's in Scott's pocket? Happy birthday, Delisa.
Thank you.
As a treat, you can feel what's in my pocket.
It's very big, Scott.
Don't squeeze too hard.
It's like very hard. It's like a sausage. A very hard sausage. It's a cigar, right?
It's not a cigar.
Oh.
It's like a baby gherkin.
How does it feel to you?
Yeah, a little like that. Yeah.
Does it?
But it's softer.
It's not a baby gherkin.
Well, it's quite knobbly. Mm-hmm. Squishy.
Is it unlike anything you've ever felt before?
Is it a twig?
It's not a twig, no.
Maybe a glove? No, it's a bit small for a glove. A package. Something else is in it.
Have a little feel of my pocket. What's in there, my darling?
Your bulging pocket.
Yeah, don't feel it.
It's really bulbous. It's got, like, lots of different sort of round bits all connected together, like lots of balls stuck together.
What do you think it is?
Like knotted balls. It's a knotted bread roll.
Correct. That's what it was.
A knotted bread roll?
Let me just get it out. You've broken it in my pocket.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That looks so wrong.
I know.
That looks
revolting. I'll get you a picture of it and put it on the website.
And you've walked around the office all day with that in your pocket.
Yeah, oh no, look at all the crumbs in there now.
I bet Delisa hasn't had a better birthday than this. Yeah, you're able to feel that.
Becky wins today's Oh, What's Occurring? Let us know how you did on 81199.